Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and if you've never done it, the view of New York City from high up is breathtaking. You can see the five boroughs, Central Park, the Hudson River, the Statue of Liberty, New Jersey, everything. Pick the right building and go up on a clear day. But we haven't been able to see the city from one particular vantage point in over a decade. Now, with One World Trade set to open this year, the view from Lower Manhattan will be available once again. And today, Time Magazine launched a really cool 360-degree interactive panorama photo project from the very top of One World Trade, which is 1,776 feet in the air, you'll remember. You can scroll around, zoom in, capture a screenshot. We've already found the WNYC studios. Our producers found their apartments in Brooklyn and Queens and Manhattan. And we've been taking your tweets all morning with links to what you discovered. Jonathan Woods is the photo editor at Time, and he's the man behind the One World Trade project. He spent a whole year planning and executing this photo. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm assuming you didn't just go to the top of a building, the building, and take pictures with a disposable camera. Talk a bit about the planning process and how you got the shot.
I really wish it were that simple. You know, it really all started from this idea of wanting to capture something that was a little bit bigger, a little bit more grandiose than just a still image. So from the planning and execution, early on we partnered with Gigapan. They're a tech-based startup in Portland. And what was unique about them is they have a software, it's a software platform that allows us to capture and stitch together and display an interactive panorama. So using our year-long partnership with them, we designed, manufactured a 13-foot arm that we were able to, in conjunction with the Port Authority, attach to the top of the beacon. And everything from the location that we were going to attach and how I wanted that picture to look and ultimately how people would experience that, there were really, thousands of emails, cross-country travel to Portland. And really, you know, even the post-production, we're talking about 567 still images. The finished file on this is 14.5 gigabytes. It's an incomprehensible amount of data.
So it is one photo. I'm looking at this three-page cover foldout of the hard copy of Time right now. The top of America is the headline, exclusive, the inside story of building One World Trade Center. And so that story gets told in text. But it does look like it's one big kind of south-facing or north-facing panorama. Well, all, I don't know. It's 360.
It's all directions.
So, but it's like a huge Google view shot in a way where it's one image, but then you can ultra zoom in and see, you know, the roof of each building and the front window and things like that.
Times managing editor Nancy Gibbs this morning said that you can check your front porch to see if your flowers are wilting. And it's sort of true. But, you know, in the Today Show this morning, they referenced my grandparents who were sitting at the base of the Millennial Hilton Hotel right adjacent to the site. They were sitting there watching me up at the top with binoculars. And it's really stunning. I mean, we came away with something that was so much better than we ever thought that we were going to get.
And I see that you did tons of tests. And in the video about the process, there's a scene where you set up a huge test run on a bridge in Portland. You took hundreds of photos. You got back to the office. You looked on the hard drive. Zero files.
Nothing. And it really underscores the importance of everybody coming together. More than 100 people came together to work on this project and make it a success. And all the testing, all the preparation, everything. You know, I was talking to Mike Franz, the guy that I partnered with from Gigapan today, and he said, I really still can't believe that everything worked. And, I mean, we had to develop software to be able to work this camera and capture the images remotely because we couldn't touch it.
This incredible resolution that you were describing where you can see the long view, the big panorama, or you can zoom in and see if the flowers are wilting on your porch. How do you get that kind of resolution? What's the technology?
Well, it's Gigapan, really, at its core. It's a matter of taking all those images that were shot in a very precise mathematical manner, stitching them together on a grid, and then compositing all those images together, one by one, all 567.
And it is a composite image. It wasn't taken on one super clear day with one, you know, supercharged snap with a camera that has a lens all around in a circle 360.
I really wish it were that simple. I mean, we were up on top of the spire for about a period of 5 hours that day. And over the course of those 5 hours, the camera would click, take a picture, move a little bit, click, take a picture, repeat 567 times.
Did you ever worry that you were going to drop the camera all the way up there? I dropped my phone once while trying to take a picture, and that was pretty scary.
Chief among my fears that day was dropping anything. Everything had safety cables and harnesses. You know, we met with Joseph Schwede, the Port Authority safety director, that morning, and you know, everybody, you know, said, chiefly, the chief concern, utmost concern, is your safety and the safety of the people that you're going to be up there with. And really, the you know, what I came away with was an ultimate respect for the iron workers, the guys that built this building. They are truly remarkable people. And they kept us safe up there. You know, it was a blast being up there. And at the end of the day, we really enjoyed it.
Listeners, we just have a few minutes, but do you have a favorite view of the city from on high? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I'll tell you, I used to love going to the top of the old World Trade Center. Whenever I had out-of-town guests, that was one of the things I would make sure to do with them. And I preferred it to the Empire State Building view, which I also love, but I liked the fact that it was basically on top of the harbor down there. And so you really got a sense of the geography of New York and, in a sense, the history of the founding of New York. The fact that the water was there was why Henry Hudson and all those people came here and why it was so settleable originally in the 1600s and why before that, you know, Native Americans chose to live here in great numbers too. You get a sense of that from down there where you see the water, city of water that we are. From the Empire State Building, it's, you know, it's also a gorgeous view and you're closer to Central Park and you see more of you're in the middle of all the skyscrapers. So it's a different kind of experience. But I just adored the One World Trade Center, the old World Trade Center view. Listeners, if you have any favorite view from on high for New York, we just have a couple of minutes for this, but you can call right up, 212-433-9692. And also, we're going to use Time's Cool Photo Project as an excuse to launch a photo project of our own. We want you to take a photo of New York City from above, and whether it's from your own office tower, if you're working in one, or the roof of your building, doesn't matter if it's just a few floors high, whatever, take a photo and tag it with this hashtag, NYC from above, on Instagram or Twitter. Use NYC from above on Instagram or Twitter for your pictures looking down on New York City. A member of our team already snapped one while going across the Manhattan Bridge on the Q train this morning. So that's an example of a way to do it. Any view that is looking down on the city, take a picture and tag it NYC from above. We'll collect our favorites on our website, and maybe we can convince Jonathan Woods from Time to pick some of his favorites, too. Do you think there's always an instinct to take photos from up high, or is there just something about that view?
There's always an instinct to take pictures. I mean, it's remarkable things make for great pictures. And, you know, I mean, Time has a long history of great photography, and we have photographers in the most amazing places around the world. And it doesn't matter whether you're an amateur or, you know, one of the best photographers in the world. You take pictures of things that captivate you so you can share them and capture that moment for eternity.
And normally they don't come out looking like anything. If you're taking a picture from the top of a, you know, 1,700-foot building or from a mountaintop, you do this hike, you get to this 4,000-foot peak in the Adirondacks, and you take a shot looking down, and it doesn't look like anything unless you have a really good long lens. So, Jack in Brooklyn, what's your favorite view from on high?
Hi. My favorite view has got to be in Red Hook. There's an old warehouse there right where the Fairway Market is. If you go to the roof of that warehouse, and you can't really get there legally, it involves a little bit of trespassing, you will have a captivating, breathtaking viewpoint of not only the lower Manhattan skyline, but of parts of Brooklyn, the harbor there, the Verrazano Bridge, and most of New Jersey.
You could awesome. And forgive me, Jack, I'm going to leave it there so we can get one or two more people on. Josh in Washington Heights, what's your viewpoint?
Hi, Brian. If you had been on the top of the Empire State Building where I was, you might have thought differently. I was where King Kong hung out, underneath the radio tower, 104 stories above, and on a 3-foot-wide catwalk that you kick open a hatch door to get to.
Awesome. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. And I do love it from up there. I just like the World Trade Center better. Lou in Manchester, you're on WNYC. What's your spot?
Hi, Hamilton Plaza in Weehawken, in New Jersey. Up high, I could see the whole. I used to do panoramas when I was a kid back in the 40s and 50s, and I could see the whole island. I would take with my Argus C3 a picture from all the way uptown, all the way. I could see Grant's tomb all the way down to the. Well, those buildings weren't there then, but.
From Weehawken. Lou, thank you. And again, folks, on our website, we have links to check out the super cool interactive panorama from Time Magazine. Keep tweeting us links to your favorite view, and there are instructions for how to participate in our project. Tag your photos, NYC from above. And Jonathan Woods from Time Magazine, thanks for the cool snap and for coming in and talking about it.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.